I'm Rory McCann. I am the marketing manager and conference producer at Life Science Nation. I am joined today by Jonathan Cohen. He is the founder and CEO of 2020 Gene Systems. Jonathan, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Great. Can you share a little bit about 2020 Gene Systems? Just a brief overview of what you guys do and how you got the company started.
Sure. So we are a clinical lab testing company based in Rockville, Maryland, just outside of our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. We historically focused on early cancer detection, and we still do. We have a pan or multi-cancer screening blood test called OneTest. OneTest.ai is the website. Like so many of our peers, we pivoted during the pandemic and did quite a bit of COVID testing. So we have been doing COVID testing for well over a year now and still do, and are now broadening out to our menu to other disease areas too, as we've expanded and our revenues have gone up substantially. So we want to continue our growth trajectory. So we're going to be doing some testing in cardiovascular areas as well.
That's amazing. Can you talk a little bit about just what the early stages have been like, particularly how COVID has impacted the process as you've obviously recently added COVID testing to your repertoire?
Sure. In fact, we were notified by Inc. magazine. We're going to be one of the 5,000 fastest growing companies in America by revenue in this year's edition coming out late summer, which is quite exciting. So, you know, our revenues were up about 600% as a result of largely, but not entirely a result of COVID testing. But our core business is what we do is we take traditional lab tests and we improve the accuracy and clinical usefulness with machine learning algorithms that are built from real-world outcome data. In other words, we take data from large numbers of people that had that test previously, but for whom there is known, you know, what their outcome, in other words, whether they had cancer or didn't have cancer, so that we can provide further insights to both the patient and the physician as to what the results actually mean.
That's awesome. And congratulations on the Inc. feature. That is very impressive. I'd like to talk a little bit about the AI technology that your team is utilizing. Can you share a little bit about what drew you to that particular mode and maybe some of the challenges that you've faced that might be unique to AI technology right now?
Sure. So anytime you have analytical problems that have multi-factors that you're looking at the same time. So in the case of one test for cancer, we're looking at seven biomarkers. These are actually not gene markers like some of the so-called liquid biopsy tests that are very much in the news of late. We're looking at traditional tumor antigens like CEA and PSA and CA125. So when you have multiple markers plus clinical factors, and because these markers are widely tested in certain parts of the world, especially East Asia, we have data from over 200,000 individuals. That's when it typically machine learning and AI can be leveraged to help make sense of the data.
Well, that does make sense. And that is great that you're able to use all of that data to keep moving forward. So speaking of moving forward, what does the next year look like for 2020 Gene Systems? What are you guys planning for other than an impressive Inc. feature? What's next for you guys?
Well, one of the things we're looking forward to in about 2 months, sometime around Labor Day, we're moving to a new and larger facility. But what we did, taking advantage of the fact that, you know, this is a good time to be a tenant, actually, in the real estate market, although somewhat less so in life sciences, we got some additional space. We're staying here in Maryland. And what we're doing is we are building what we think is the first accelerator facility specifically for clinical lab testing companies from around the world. And what you may know is that in the United States, lab tests are regulated under something called CLIA, C-L-I-A. Mm-hmm. And typically, by complying with CLIA, you don't have to necessarily go to the FDA. You don't need pre-market approval from the FDA. And entrepreneurs in the United States and around the world know that. And many of them want to launch their tests in a CLIA facility, because that CLIA requires, it's actually a substantial amount of regulation, both federal and state, that governs the lab processes, the personnel that you have to have, from the lab director on down to the actual lab techs and so forth. And for a startup, particularly one from overseas, that can be a daunting task. If a startup, for example, from Taiwan or Europe or Israel, coming to the United States and leasing a facility, you have to typically sign a minimum 7-year lease, hiring personnel, equipping it with state-of-the-art instrumentation. It could be a sequencer or other automated instruments. That is a very expensive proposition. So our model, with what we call the Clinical Lab Innovation Accelerator, or CLIA-X, CLIA-X.com, is basically to allow startups to come in for around a year to 18 months, operate under our CLIA license in our facility, and launch their test. And we would like to obtain sales and marketing rights. Doesn't have to be exclusive. It can be non-exclusive to those tests, so that we can grow our pipeline, we being 2020, without the risks and expense and timelines of internal development. So we see this as a win-win for our company. We can expand our pipeline, and for the diagnostic startups, they get essentially a soft landing, a facility in which they can, in a very short period of time, without spending a lot of money, can get their product launched to see how it does in the market, and then they can go and graduate and get their own facility. So we're very excited about that, and we are expecting that accelerator to be operational in September.
Wow, that's really cool. Congratulations. We know from our network that, you know, CLIA compliance is a pretty big deal in our community. So that's great to hear that CLIA-X is launching soon to help companies with that. Because yeah, it's not always a straight line. That's really great to hear. Now, wrapping up, Jonathan, if you could offer maybe a piece of advice to another entrepreneur who maybe is where you were a few years ago, something that you wish you had known, you know, to help you along in your success, what would you offer them?
Sure. I think for diagnostics companies, a lot of diagnostics companies, the mistakes that I think we made and many of them make is they try to use a therapeutics business model and a therapeutics financing strategy, where you try to raise a lot of capital and develop a test and launch that test and expect to be successful. And as I see the landscape, that model fails 99% of the time. Diagnostics, you know, that works fine for a drug where you have high risks and you have high clinical trial risk. But then if you get through the FDA, you know, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Rarely do diagnostic tests generate more than a few million in revenue. So I think the model that we're embarking on is a much more revenue-centric model. And I'm happy with our current trajectory. I would urge testing and diagnostic innovators to really focus on generating revenue and making incremental improvements in those tests rather than, you know, revolutionary improvements. And that tends to be less capital intensive. We actually have raised capital somewhat non-traditionally through equity crowdfunding. We are one of the most successful life science companies in the United States at equity crowdfunding, have raised close to $12 million to date. And I'm a big fan of equity crowdfunding, particularly for life science companies. So that would be my advice, particularly for diagnostics companies.
That is great. Very practical. We love to hear practical advice around here. So that is great to hear. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Thank you for sharing a little bit about 2020 and where you guys are going now in 2021. We can't wait to hear more about Clia X and how you guys are going to help companies through that process. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.